This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, February 17, 2021, Ash Wednesday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Remember, O man, that thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return.
The words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Those words are the formula that we heard over and over again as people had ashes imposed on their heads. Ashes are not an indication to everybody that sees you that you went to church today. That's why we don't do stickers. It is a thing of the utmost importance to have ashes imposed on your head because it is the holy annual reality check. We need to have a reality in understanding of our faith. We do not need faith that we perceive to be just the yellow brick road. It's not like that, because in life's not the yellow brick road, then the faith is not real. Our faith is only real if we know it to be real, and that means enduring in this world. Those words, remember, O man, that thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return, are what our Lord said to Adam after he had sinned. He gives all kind of punishments to him, but he said, at the end of the day, you're going to toil and endure all of your life. It's going to bring you nothing until you return to the dust, because from dust thou came. When we look at that, that's a reality of our condition because of original sin and our own actual sin. It's a reminder. Again, it's not a, hey, look at, I went to church. It is what our Lord has given us as a sacramental to drive home a point. I hate being right about things all the time. That's very rare. There are a couple times during the liturgical year, All Souls being one, Lent being another, and we remember, O man, that thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. I put ashes on people's heads last year that are not here this year. They are ashes now. They didn't think they were going to be, but they are. That's a reality. There are people that I put ashes on their head today. I'm not going to put them on there next year because I might be ashes, they might be ashes. But it happens every single year. That is the reality of our existence. That's our faith. Our faith is preparation for death. Sounds like a real bummer, but that's the reality. That's Lent. If there is ever a season, a liturgical year, most people don't like, I be one of them. I start worrying about like 3 weeks down. I'm like, oh gosh, Lent, oh, killing me. Yeah. If you do it right, it should be that way. But you know what? It's the most real part of a liturgical year. Christmas, Easter, those places, they're great. They're festive. You know what they are? Those are consolations. Those are consolations for when reality strikes, to have something positive to look forward to. Because if you really look at it the way this life is, Lent is more appropriate. This is the reality. It's about enduring. Our Lord wants us to know that. He let Adam know about it. He gave him a heads up. He gives us a heads up. It's called Lent. We need to appreciate it. You need to be confronted with the reality that we might not be here next year or at midnight tonight. Okay, that's the reality. When we look at it that way, it's a catalyst for preparing ourselves. You know, because death is not something we like to talk about. Death is something we shun talking about. We even make up words and call things, pass on, gone to a better place, died. That's the reality of things. we need to embrace that. We need to embrace that because this is the time to embrace that because that's our lot in life. You know, because you know what? People don't like to look at that because it, you know, particularly if it's presented properly and be confronted with their mortality. But you know that even our physical death is an indication of something else. What's worse than death? The second one. The second death. Eternal death. Eternal separation from God in hell for all eternity. A place of horrible suffering for all eternity. That's a real place. Contrary to what you may hear from a lot of circles nowadays, but hell's real. Use our Lord's stats. There's going to be more people there than there are in heaven. Let's fix that. I want to go there, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can to do it. Because, again, physical death is just a heads up on the second one. And if you think you're afraid of this one, you see nothing yet. This is the reality of things. The only way we can escape this whole deal, this second death, is through the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ. The redemption that he earned for us hanging on the cross. And there's no and, it's just Christ hanging on the cross. Oh, that sounds so nice, but guess what? That's not what Jesus says. Jesus doesn't go, hey, remember my cross, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Or, hey, have faith alone, because I've died for your sake. No. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm going to do my part. You've got to do yours. That whole repentance thing, enduring, putting yourself out, doing things that you don't want to do. We love sin. We love it. It's our nature. I hate looking at that. Shut up, liar. You do not. You love it. If God came down and waved his magic wand and said, hey, you can look at this all you want, we wouldn't go to work. That's all we want to do is look at stuff we don't want to do. We touch stuff we don't want to. Eat stuff we shouldn't. To the lesser or greater extent, all of these evils are our nature. We are supposed to overcome them. That's Lent. And it only happens through penance. Penance is essential to our faith. Thus saith the Lord. Absolutely essential. Is part of our Catholicism. That whole Catholic guilt thing, praise God for it. Because it gives us a heads up. We never want to accept the grace of Christ in vain, as St. Paul said in the second reading today. We receive Christ's graces at our baptism. We receive his graces when he puts ashes on our head and gives us a reality check. We receive his graces to the uttermost when we receive the Eucharist, if we are properly disposed to do so. Because St. Paul says, behold, now is the day of salvation. He didn't mean, behold, when I write this is the day of salvation. He meant that every single day of your life, behold, now is the time for salvation. And that offer of now is today, as long as you have breath in your lungs. Behold, and this is why he gives us chance after chance after chance. This is why he gives us the confessional. This is why he gives us these ashes every year. To drive home the point of truth to us. This is why it is so very important to have ashes imposed on our heads. St. Paul begs us not to receive the grace of Christ in vain. Receive the grace of Christ in vain if you live a life that doesn't act like you believe what you say. This is the reality, and we're seeing a whole lot of that in our day and age. You get a lot of parishes, and you're not seeing what they say they believe. You see craven cowardliness. That's the reality of what you see, and that's not our faith. Our faith is a faith, this is why they call it the church militant. It's an army. What army had ever stood with cowards in it? It doesn't. It's defeated. This is why I say our Lord's stats are that more people are in hell than they are in heaven, because they've been defeated, because they didn't approach the grace of Christ the way they should, by endurance. But now, until Christ comes back or we die, and generally speaking, I'm putting my eggs in the basket of the latter, when we die, until that happens, one of those two things is time for endurance. St. Basil the Great says, now is the time for enduring. Then is the time of consolation. The great saints knew it. Why don't we know it? Why isn't it taught to us? This is the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. How come we're not taught what the fathers understood about the church? That the warm and fuzzies come after we die. It's heaven. That's when the consolations come. It's then. Now is the time for enduring. Every saint of Holy Church, every martyr is what they are because they endured. They did not fold in the face of grave danger, much less fold on potential things. It's rank unbelief. It's dangerous to souls. God appreciates you being here. He wants you to understand his truth. This is the ashes. It teaches us that we have to endure. Now is the time of endurance. Then, when we're with the Blessed Lord, the Blessed Mother, martyrs, and the saints for all eternity, then will be the time of eternal consolation. Do we have to work toward it? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.